You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
John Harrell was right once tonight, getting Edgewood the win over South Vermilion. He has Northview winning this one over Brownstown Central, but man, it's going to be a tough battle for the Northview Knights. Their toughest of the season. Yes, they've played Bloomington South. Yes, they've played Martinsville. Yes, they've played Danville, Crawfordsville, Greencastle, Sullivan. But why is it the toughest, Brad?
Because this is win and go on, lose and go home.
Yep, survive in advance, right?
And the three seniors on the team, one of them's just in a wheelchair watching, and Chris Ellis, I didn't see him down there tonight, but he was
here. His dad's here.
He was here for the opener, and he's in our thought. He is down there.
Yeah, he's down there behind the Gatorade thing.
Chris Ellis was injured in a freak accident, snow sledding. So the senior Chris Ellis, and then the other two seniors, Brevin Cooper and Caleb Swearingen.
This place is absolutely packed for North Unites fans.
Yep.
The students are all up on the top. I wonder if that counts as a student section. We'll see.
I had to cheat and buy two tickets through Brownstown Central's website because the Northview site said it was sold out, unavailable.
For people?
Yep. So I'll tell you, looking down through here, Jack Benner for the Brownstown Central, he's got 341 points on the season, Corey. He's averaging 17 points per game, and he's only a freshman.
Wow.
Coach's son, and he's a freshman. Then you've got Wascom, 290 points. He's averaging 14.5 points per game.
I do have good news for you.
What's that?
Northview has played a team with a team named Braves twice this season and beat them twice.
Yeah.
So third time's also a charm.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and look at the starting lineups right now. First, for the Brownstown Central Braves, head coach is Dave Benter. Starting at a 6-foot freshman guard, number 10, Parker Heyman. A 6'2 freshman guard, number 14, Jack Benter. A 6-foot junior forward, number 22, Eli Wischmeyer. A 6-foot junior guard, number 30, Carter Wascom. And rounding out the starting five for Brownstown Central is a 6'6 junior, number 34, Aiden Schreier.
Schreier is averaging 7 rebounds per contest. If that don't tell you something about the
Bengals. That's why we said Fowler's got to have a good game,
yep,
right?
That's why I said Fowler's got to step up tonight and play his best game of his career. And hopefully we'll go on to take on the Edgewood Mustangs tomorrow night at 7:30.
Yep. As we patiently wait, they're also still talking right now. But for your Northview Knights, it's the same starting five as normal. It is a 6-foot senior guard, number 2, had 32 points last night, a career high. That's Brevin Cooper. A 6'4 senior.
Wait, I hate to interrupt you, Corey, but look at this. We got 1,000 people on the Northview side up standing loud and proud and clapping.
All right, now number 22, a 6'4 senior, number Caleb Swearingen. A junior 6'2 guard, number 23, Ethan DeHart. A 6'6 forward, junior number 24, Jacob Fowler. And a 6-foot sophomore, number 3, Drew Cook. It said Andrew Cook in the roster. I'm like, where's Drew at?
Yeah, Drew Cook, yep. And then you've got Nolan White in the roster, and they've got him listed as Nereus.
Hey, whatever works. Northview Knights are in their all black uniforms, white letters. Head coach is Michael Byram. Brownstown Central's getting introduced. Yes, they have height. They have they're young, but they have really, really good shooting.
They do, and if we can control Jack Benner, and I can't believe Coach Byram didn't mention him at all in the pregame show, but
he said his number. Did he not say his number?
Nope. Jack Benner's 14. He talked about 10 and 34. But
be
I'll
honest,
tell you.
I bet he forgot. He just started listing numbers of players he knew.
341 points. And, you know, that's a feat for a freshman. And he's still got 5. You never know how many more in his freshman season. And looking down, they've only played 20 games, Corey.
Yep.
So that's pretty good.
Each of these two teams got to practice yesterday in cooperation for this game. Brownstown Central, they won on Wednesday over Owen Valley by 2. Northview knocked off West Vigo by double digits.
And speaking of Owen Valley, congratulations to Stephen Atkinson and having an outstanding 4-year career here at Owen Valley. And I wish him the best of luck in his collegiate days.
Packed house for the Knights fans, swearing to midcourt with Schreier.
Well, they got listed for Schreier for Hythe, about 7 foot.
That ball is tipped, won by Swearington of the Knights. We'll go right to left in the radio dial. Brevin Cooper has the ball near side, Caleb.
Heck of a mismatch size-wise here for Swearington.
Caleb will drive, puts it up, and he'll be fouled right away attacking the basket. He'll go to the line for two attempts. Foul is on Aiden Schreier, Brad.
Yep, Schreier, the big man, 6'6", on the switch. He gets called out the foul, and Swearington with early opportunity here from the charity
He
strike.
Did struggle here Wednesday.
He's not going to tonight, but he does. I thought he was going to jinx him, and I tried changing him, but he misses the first one.
That's what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
Swearingen has one more. We're only 13 seconds into the game. Caleb's second attempt is through.
1-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard, 13 seconds into the first quarter.
And now here comes the Braves. Heyman, guarded by Drew Cook on the left wing. Trying to move it. Good defense by the Knights. Gets it near side to Wascom. Wascom back off to Benner. Benter backs it up. He'll be guarded by Swearingen. Little pick and roll. Fowler's got to get back. They'll swing it in the corner. Darwidge throws it on the right wing. Puts it up. And Brownstown Central misses. Gets his own miss. Takes the lead as Fowler couldn't corral the rebound.
Carter Wascom missed the first one. Makes it put back. And it's 2-1 and an errant shot.
Air transition three. Line drive by Caleb. Benter skips it on the right wing, catch and shoot three, off the mark, rebounded by Caleb. Wascom can't come up with it.
Caleb running point,
DeHart three, got it!
Ethan DeHart with a deep three.
Listen to these fans.
Puts the Knights up 4-2, and that's what we like to see out of Ethan. Keep it trucking, 23.
Drew Cook will guard the ball all the way through, now we'll give it off to Benter. Benter gives it off to Heyman on the right wing. Swings it far side, down low to Schreier. Attacks Fowler, puts it up and in.
Nothing there but for Fowler to stop Schreier's. He just laid it up and over, the 6'6 Schreier.
Cooper hesitates, puts it up, air balls. Fowler lost the rebound off his knee. He's bobbled a couple balls early here. It'll be Brownstown Central ball.
Yep, needs to settle down and get into the facts that it's a big boy basketball. Use your muscle, use your strength.
Tied at four apiece, 6:20 to go in the first. Benter goes left to right on the radio dial. On top of things with Darlage. Darlage, now Schreier, hands off to Benter. Benter attacks right side. Gets in trouble to Heyman now. Heyman, Wascom attacks. No look pass, it's loose. Picked up by the Braves, resets to Benter on the left wing. NBA range three, wow.
Catch and shoot, Jack Benner with a big three, 7-4, Brownstown Central.
27 feet, Brevin Cooper on the logo. Cooper will take his time, find Caleb near side. Using a Fowler screen, finds Cook, driving, baby floater, left it short, got his own miss. Up ahead to DeHart, smacked out of bounds by the Brownstown Central Braves.
Drew Cook had a baby floater, and it just hit off the front of the rim, but he's so smart, and his basketball IQ so strong that he was able to track that down. He had it saved, but it was good offense-defense switch there for Brownstown Central.
Swearingen gets the ball. He'll run point. Nope, now it'll be Brevin.
We haven't seen him run point all year, and now they've changed it up.
Near side Swearingen, now Cook in the corner for three.
Flies it, no good, back iron.
Too far left. Brownstown Central, three-point lead in the ball. Benter spinning on Swearingen. Step back, 18-footer.
He just hit two back-to-back from the same spot. You put them both together, and it's a full-court shot. 9-4.
Circus shot at that, and he makes it. DeHart, little 2-3 zone. Skip pass, intercepted. Northview not playing well to begin things. Benter, pump fakes, fires on top to Heyman. He'll attack, puts it up, left it short. Cooper bobbled the rebound. It'll be last touched by the Knights.
Yep. Got to play with the momentum, and Northview's not doing it here to start, Corey.
9-4, Brownstown Central leads by 5. Wascom the inbound. Waiting. Fires to Schreier on the left corner. Now to Heyman, back door. On the logo. 4.5 to go in the first. Near side, Benter. Heyman, hands off, tax, Wascom, foul, late whistle, but it is on either Brevin Cooper or Jacob Fowler.
Now it's going to be on Brevin Cooper. He got him with the body, so he's going to go to line to shoot twos. Carter Wascom, he's got 2 points.
These officials will call everything that if there's contact. The last officiating group may let things slide a little bit, but the North Unites should know this. They have these guys on Wednesday.
Yeah. First shot's up and good for Carter Wascom.
Big thanks to Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Wascom looks to put him up 11-4, and he will not. It's 10-4. See if the Knights can answer here with a field goal. Cooper off to DeHar far side. Chest pass to Swearingen. Fakes it to Cooper. Finds Cook in the corner. Cutting is Caleb. Puts it up and in.
Caleb Swearingen gets his first field goal. He's got 3 points, one from the charity stripe. 10-6. Knights trail by four.
Jack Benter, only a freshman.
Love it.
Benter, I was not that tall as a freshman. Spinning on Swearingen, gets away. Pump fakes, tried to get Swearingen to run into him, couldn't do it. Now it's Heyman off to Carson Darwidge on the left side. They'll hold things on.
Somebody's lying on the title of the tape because Benter's listed at 6'2 and Swearingen's listed at 6'4. And they're about the same height.
Benter, catch and shoot three.
Wow.
This kid is a magnet with the ball on the rim.
Another big one for Benter. Three in a row, and that one there was a 24-footer.
And he had a hand in his face. Cooper to match a three. Off the back iron. Fowler bats the rebound to Caleb. DeHart, open court three. Off the mark.
DeHart hit a big one, but he missed that one. Just did miss that one. Knights trail by seven.
They're playing good defense on Benter. He's got it again. Hands it off to Heyman. Gets it on the right side to Wascom.
I don't know what defense you expect to be good because he's hit three threes in a row.
Swearingen's near him. We got a hand in his face.
Yeah, but you got to deny him the basketball if he's that hot.
Benter's got him on the far side. Stolen by Cooper. Cooper, transition one-on-one. Layup up and in.
Cooper with his first 2 points of the game. 13-8. Landon Carr set to check in at the next break.
2:40 to go in the first quarter. Benter across the timeline. Hands it off to Heyman. Now Wascom on top. Dribbling through traffic, stolen by Cooper again. Gets it to DeHart.
This is where they struggle against Owen Valley. They turn the ball over a lot. They're averaging 10 turnovers a game.
Skipping the Cook. Now Carr, or Cooper, inside the Fowler. Hands off to Brevin. He'll drive. Floats it up and in. No, he'll miss. But it's knocked out of bounds by Brownstown Central.
So Brevin Cooper goes for the baby floater and gets it knocked out of bounds. DeHart will go to the bench to get a breather. And number five, that's Landon Carr, the junior, checking in for the Knights.
Cooper will inbound from underneath. Brevin.
Carr's hit some big threes this season.
Lobs it up top to Carr. Now Cook, catch and shoot three. Left it short. He's Cook. Got open looks.
Cook's missed two threes in a row. He'll find it.
Heyman across the timeline. Far side, Benter, guarded by Swearingen. Moving it along the perimeter. Skips the pass down low. Puts it up and in is Schreier. Fowler's got to deny that.
Yep, it was set play. It was all coming out of the break there. And
15-8, Brownstown Central. Caleb on top to Cook. Inside the Fowler, skips to Cooper. Down with a Carr, back to Cook. Cook pump fakes a three, drives, puts it over to Carr in the corner. And he'll just dribble in, attacks with a floater, puts it up and in.
Landon with 2 points off the bench. That's the first 2 points he's had in a long time, and it's 15-10.
Looks like a deer in headlights here, but he made it work.
Yep.
15-10, 1:18 to go.
Nobody expected him to attack the rim.
Heyman throws it in the corner to Wascom. Swings it to Benter on top. Caleb nearly knocked it out of his hands. Swung, taken away. Drew Cook got a hand on it. Up ahead to Carr. Carr in midair gives to Fowler. Cooper, open three.
He ain't going to miss that one. Brevin Cooper's got 5 points, cuts the lead to two. Just under a minute in the first period. The Knights trail 15-13.
50 seconds to go in the first. Heyman hands it off to Carter Wascom.
They got a handcuff Benter.
Wascom going, attacking Carr around him for the easy layup.
And that's where Landon's really struggled this season on the defensive side.
Got to stop him from going to the bucket. 30 seconds.
30 seconds, 4 points.
Big thanks to Great Dane Trailers. Join their team today by applying at greatdane.com. 20 seconds, Cooper on top of the key.
So all we can do here is get within one.
15 seconds. Cooper, 10, gets the car on top. Now Swearingen, open, 3. He'll take it, and it'll roll off the mark. Ball's loose, half court heave at the buzzer. Wow, almost went in. 17-13, Brownstown Central up 4. Northview fought back in this one. Second quarter coming your way on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world. Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back on WAMB. BC, Brownstown Central 17, Northview 13. It'll be the Braves with the ball going left to right. Down low to Schreier. Double teamed, stripped away, but picked up by the Braves. A near travel. They'll move it around the Wascom for 3. Missed it. Rebounded by, it's a foul on Northview.
Yeah, it's going to be a foul on Fowler. He just grabbed a hold of Aiden Schreier, and you can't do that.
Fowler's got to get big on him. He is a tough, tough player. Down low, Wascom will inbound to Schreier. Back to Wascom, guarded by Nolan White. Wascom driving, puts it up and in.
Got to have bench. A bench player's got to come in and play defense. If they're going to come in for anything, they got to play defense.
19-13, down 6. White replaces Brevin Cooper. Gives it off to Cook on the far side. Drew, long 3, off the back iron. Carr goes for the rebound. Ball's loose, fought for it. Braves pick it up.
Drew Cook just can't find his stroke right here at Owen Valley.
In transition, Stahl driving the Wascom up top. Throws it in the left corner for 3. Got it. That's Heyman.
Heyman with the big 3. Extends the lead to 9 points, 22-13. Knights have got to do something here.
Caleb Swearingen going right to left, and Brevin Cooper will check right back in. Now it's White, far side. Not a lot of offensive choices here.
Nope.
Cook, Fowler, pump fakes, drives, puts up a 10-footer, off the mark, not his shot. Now it'll be the Braves going left to right with Heyman.
Brevin Cooper went to the bench for some reason, and now he may not get checked back in.
18-footer, got it to go.
Wascom.
Coach Michael Byron will call a timeout. He's not happy. Brownstown Central goes up 24-13. What'd they do, opened up with a 7-0 run here?
They're up 7-0.
We'll take you right back here on WAMB.
Sometimes you're craving that one thing that will really hit the spot. If that something includes burgers, conies, or a frozen treat, you bet they have it at the Tasty Freeze in Montezuma. Open all year long, the Tasty Freeze has everything you need. And when you have no time to cook, make sure you check out the Tasty Freeze's menu of home-based cooking and their famous giant tenderloin. See for yourself, Tasty Freeze, just off Highway 36 in Montezuma, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
24-13, 6:19 to go until halftime. Brownstown Central has an 11-point lead, their largest of the game. Big opportunity right here for the Knights to try and fight back in it. Cooper back on the floor, Swearingen on top. Over to Cooper, down low to Fowler, bouncing the D-hard in the corner. He'll bring it back to Brevin. Brevin on top of the key. Zone for Brownstown Central. Cooper, they got to penetrate the middle. Swearingen down low to Fowler. He gets it stripped away. That's the third time a ball's touched his hands and went off.
Third turnover for Fowler, and the Knights are going to get in a bigger hole here if we don't get a defensive stop.
Heyman makes Nolan White fall to the ground. You heard Brownstown Central. Driving is Waskin, puts up the layup, missed. Offensive rebound for three. Out for Stahl is off the mark. Nolan White gets the rebound. See if Braxton Sampson can get big down there. He's set to check in, Brad. DeHart, no look to Fowler. Fowler double teamed, finds Nolan White in the corner. Bouncing off to Cooper, back to White. Fakes right, goes in the middle, on top to DeHart for a long three. Doesn't hit anything but the backboard. Fowler gets the offensive board. Brevin Cooper lobs it to Swearingen on the left wing. Now Cooper open, pump fakes, drives, floats it, left it short. Rebound chased to Waskin, one-on-one in transition. He'll get fouled on the floor, not the shot.
Nolan White picks up his first personal foul. And, Corey, the Knights are going to have to get a stop here because they scored 7 points with Jack Benter being on the bench.
Yeah, and you got to win those minutes.
Jack Benter, who had 8 points in the first quarter, set the first 3 minutes, and we still got outscored by 7.
24-13, the reigning sectional champions from a year ago are on top by 11. It'll be Heyman inbound. Heyman gets it inside, bad pass. Sampson up ahead to Cooper. He'll attack, put up the layup, and it's in.
Brevin Cooper with 7 points, and what a defensive effort there by Braxton Sampson, who checked in for Fowler, and the first thing he done is deflected a pass.
Need more stops like that. Benter gets thrown to the floor.
Offensive foul on number 23, a moving screen. That's going to be on Carson Darledge, and that's his first, team second.
He knocked Caleb to the floor.
Yep. So the Knights down by 9.
Nolan
with
White.
The basketball.
4:34, Brevin Cooper right to left. They got to find a way to beat this 2-3 zone. Swearingen off to Nolan to DeHart in the corner.
Well, the kid that can beat it sitting on the bench, and that's Drew Cook, because you got to shoot through a zone like this. Got to get it to the middle or shoot it from the outside.
Yep. Nolan, 4:14 to go. Cooper dancing, hands off to Caleb, pump fakes to Nolan for three. Nolan White left it far on the rim, and Cooper got shoved out of bounds, but they're going to say it was off him, and Brownstown Central gets possession.
Drew Cook checks in for Nolan White after that missed three-pointer. Hopefully that gives Drew an opportunity to calm himself, the sophomore playing in his second sectional game as a Knight.
Nathan Cook will check into the game for the first time. Coming out is going to be Parker Heyman for the first time, the other freshman on this team. 4 minutes to go. Northview scored 2 points. Brownstown Central 7. They're up 9, 24-15. On the right wing, Waskin.
We haven't trailed very many games, Corey.
Yeah, on the far side, Cook. Down low, Braves moving it with Darledge. Gets it out to Waskin on the baseline. Double teamed. Reverse layup. Missed it. Braxton with the layup, or the rebound. Now it's Drew Cook. Cook driving over to Cooper. Now finds DeHart. Ethan, elbow shot. That's his spot, but he missed.
DeHart struggling now. He hit that first three, and he's missed 4 in a row.
Waskin attacks. Goes by Cooper. Throws it inside. Blocked by DeHart. Ethan up ahead to Brevin and a foul, and it's an
intentional foul. He grabbed a hold of Ethan DeHart. That was an intentional foul.
Yep, Carson,
and right in front of the official. Yep, he grabbed a hold of Ethan. He didn't like having a shot blocked. Foul's going to be on number 23. That's Carson Darledge, and so we got a technical foul. Drew Cook will shoot the technical shots, I'm sure.
Do they get a choice in this matter?
They should.
I don't think it's a T as much as
the foul shots, I guess. So.
Yeah, I don't think you get a choice. Now, if it's a technical, you do, but not an intentional foul. So it'll be Ethan DeHart, who can hit free throws.
Yeah, he'll get 2 free throws, and Northview will get the basketball.
Well, what a block by him. DeHart makes the first. Big thanks to Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer and York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, located on Highway 40 west in Brazil. DeHart again. Puts it up, got both, and the Knights will get the ball. They're down by
seven,
24-17. I'm pretty sure he grabbed his leg and just lifted.
He put his forearm into his midsection. So
he'll come out of the game. 24-17. Chance to get it within five or four here. Cooper. Off to Swearingen on the far side. Caleb to Braxton. Near side Drew. Dancing with it. Off to DeHart. Lobs it to Cooper in the corner. Drives by his defender. Too far under the basket for a shot. So he resets to DeHart. Now Sampson will dribble with it to Cook on top. Drew. Dancing. Down low to Caleb. Pump fakes, goes into contact. He'll draw the foul and go to the line for two.
That's going to be the second foul on Schreier, the 6'6 big man inside for Brownstown Central. So Swearingen's going to go to the line to shoot two. He missed one of two earlier.
You get Schreier in foul trouble, that'd be big.
That'd be huge here if we get another personal on him here before the halftime.
Caleb, free throw, misses the first. Got to hit these, and he knows it. He's 1 for 3 tonight. What was he last night? 1 point. 2 for 5?
Yeah, I'd have to look back, but he struggled the other night, too. And hard gymnasium to shoot in. The goals are set. You know, they're 18 feet from the wall, and they got all the different collars behind them.
Caleb misses both free throws. He's more frustrated than anybody at himself right now. 2.5 to go, 24-17. Benter, face guarded by Caleb. Swings it on top to Carlich.
Now we got to take advantage. Schreier's out of the game, so we got it, and we leave him wide open. Benter does not miss. That's his third three-pointer. He's got 11 points, and he was wide open.
That wide open. Near side, Drew. Swearingen down low. Moving the ball to Cooper, on top to Cook on the volleyball line. 2 minutes to go. Just get this to single digits going into halftime, and you can figure something out at the halftime break. If you're Coach Byron,
figure it out. Take Jack Benner out of the game. Somebody's got to guard him.
DeHart, now Swearingen, attacks, puts it up, and missed. Sampson gets the board, got the left hand to go in.
The big man, Braxton Sampson, fear me not, Sampson, gets the rebound and puts it right back in.
27-19, 1:40 to go. Heyman, over to guarded by DeHart. He'll dance with it, gets it near side to Wascom. Wascom shoves off Cooper, offensive foul.
Yep, Carter Wascom picks up his first foul. That's the team's fifth.
I don't think the junior liked how close Cooper was to him.
Nope.
How about this? Brandon Reynolds will come in the game. He'll check in for Nathan Cook.
Yep.
Has Brownstown Central played man? Or
no.
They start the game in man?
Yeah, they started, and then they went to 2-3, and then they had a matchup zone a little bit ago.
They're in man now.
Yeah, they're in man now because of the minute and a half to go.
Brevin Cooper on the left elbow. Northview down 8, 27-19. Finds DeHart on the right wing. Resets to Caleb on top. Back to DeHart to Cooper on the logo.
Schreier's not in the game. We got to attack.
Braxton. Gets cut off to Swearingen. Now DeHart finds Drew Cook. He'll bring it to the baseline. Dribble it back out.
They play man-to-man really well, does Browntown Central.
Drew, no look to DeHart. Three-pointer. Off the back rim. Cooper goes for the board. Spins. Flips it. Missed. Caleb got it. Put it up and in.
Swearingen gets two on a putback.
Without Schreier in there, just put the ball up and hope your team gets it.
Yeah, that's why I said with Schreier on the bench, we've got to attack the rim and we got to shoot the ball.
27-21, 30 seconds to go.
They're going to spread the floor and hold for the last shot, and you know who's going
to
shoot it.
You can't let Jack Benner
get the basketball.
Heyman, 20 seconds on the logo, guarded by DeHart.
Let him pass it around. Just don't let Jack Benner shoot it.
Wascom, hands off to Heyman, 12 seconds. Now Benter will get it on top, guarded by Caleb.
Coach's son.
Benter gets it, double teamed. He hangs on to it. Pump fakes, puts up a contested shot. It's a two. He got it off. 29-21, Brownstown Central up 8, halftime break.
He's 100% from the floor.
Coming up on WAMB.
Doug Nevins and the entire team at Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning are proud supporters of local high school athletics. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Ream Pro partners. For more than 20 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Their reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made them a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is a complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Spring is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
There are times in your life when you need some advice, when you need someone to get you through it all.
We're talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. It seems like you advertise for bankruptcy a lot. Does Ellis Law handle accident cases as well?
Actually, it's ironic you asked that. Ellis Law is hopefully known for accidents, bankruptcy, criminal, and divorce. Accidents is one of our main areas. We've handled several million-dollar cases, and, you know, it's important to know what to do. If you've had an accident, certainly the first thing to do is to get a hold of a medical professional, but shortly thereafter is get a hold of a legal professional. You want to be certain not to make statements to the insurance company that might be contacting you. Keep in mind, they're there to do a job, and that job is for their client. So you need representation as well. So if you've had an accident, call Ellis Law at 234-9000.
In times like these, you need to call Mike Ellis.
At Scott Pet, they've always known that pets are part of the family. Scott Pet is an industry leader in manufacturing and distributing quality products for your animal companion. If you're looking for a new career in 2021, Scott Pet is hiring at their location in Rockville and Newport. Scott Pet is looking for full-time employees. No experience necessary, as on-the-job training will be provided. Call today for details and openings, or apply in person at the Rockville location. Scott Pet Products, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
Vermilion County Sheriff Mike Phelps says arrive alive, don't text and drive. The staff of the Vermilion County Sheriff's Office are continued supporters of local high school sports. Just like the players and fans, the team at the Vermilion County Sheriff's Office couldn't operate without each team member and support of area residents, which is why they're proud to support the high school teams in our community. Good luck to all during the tournament. And as a reminder of all traveling to the games, arrive alive, don't text and drive. From Vermilion County Sheriff Mike Phelps.
Market declines, political risks, health concerns. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Brian DePass. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to position yourself for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let the headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by our office at 2 West National here in Brazil for a face-to-face appointment, or call us at 812-442-9338. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Hey friends, it's Bill with Brazil's Pizza King. We hope you have enjoyed our new menu options, and remember, we lowered our pizza prices. Bring the family down to Brazil Pizza King and take in the awesome atmosphere and our newly expanded menu. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery, all available options. Visit BrazilPizzaKing.com for our full menu and our Facebook page to check out our daily specials.
Brazil Pizza King, we can't wait to see you.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Owen Valley High School on the Pizza King of Brazil halftime show. 29-21 is the score. Brownstown Central up 8 over the North Dune Heights. And I'll tell Brad this, and Brad will probably agree with me to the point where they're lucky they're only down 8 right now, because Brownstown Central has a kid who has not missed from the field. He's just throwing shots up, and they're going in.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Corey, he's a pure shooter, and he's a scorer. He's, you know,
it's only his second postseason game ever.
Yeah, we talked about it.
He's a freshman.
Yeah, he's a freshman. We talked about it in a pregame show, though. He scored, 354 points in his career as a freshman. So you look at that. So scoring-wise for the Knights, 7 for Cooper, 5 for Swearingen, 5 for DeHart, 2 for Carr, 2 for Sampson, 4 bench points for the Knights, nobody with 2 fouls. Brownstown Central, 13 from Jack Benner, 100%. He's hit 3 threes and 2, could have been 3s, you know, he just touched the line, so very easily could be 5 for 5 from behind the arc. 9 points for Carter Wascom, and 4 for Aiden Schreier, who has 2 fouls and spent most of the second quarter on the bench.
And right now it's 29-21 on the Great Dane scoreboard. The North Dune Heights company just came out after 6 minutes in there. Brownstown Central still in their locker room. They're only down 8. It's 29-21. If they have a plan for Benton coming out of the break and they have a plan to break that zone, I think plans aside, North Dune's got to play with more confidence too. A freshman is playing with more confidence right now, and that's the problem why it looks like that when the shots are shot, there's not a lot of confidence going into them on the long ball.
Well, Corey, think about this. We've got 18 missed opportunities. We've missed 18 shots in the first half. And, you know, we got outscored by 4 in the first period, and we got outscored by 4 in the second period. You know, we're supposed to be favored in this sectional. We're supposed to be favored to win this game. We're not playing like we're favored. It's like we weren't prepared to come out here against a kid that's outscored us, you know, 13 points for a Benter. And, you know, Coach Byram didn't even know who he was in a pregame show, and he's got 341 points. So hopefully now at halftime we know who he is and we can get a game plan to stop him.
29-21, we'll take another break here. About 2 minutes, we'll come back, talk a little more, and then get ready for the third quarter on WAMB.
When you smile, the whole world smiles with you. Dr. Craig Lodes and his experienced staff at Lodes of Smiles Family Dentistry in Rockville know that smiling is contagious. Providing the best experience for all your family dental needs with an emphasis on patient comfort. They can even handle most same-day emergencies. Call them at 765-569-6185 to schedule a consultation. Let Loads of Smiles Family Dentistry give your smile something to smile about.
This is Josh Keating, and the wait is finally over. The all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil is now open and ready to meet your service needs. Give us a call at 812-442-9090 for your next oil change or service need. Daryl Moss, Shelby York, James Hendrickson, and the team are ready to take care of you. That's 812-442-9090, or set your appointment online at yorkcdjrbrazil.com. Come see our new facility and see why no one beats a York deal.
Great Dane needs the makers, the doers, the hard workers, the kind of people who still believe in crafting something with their hands, building something from the ground up, those who feel a sense of pride and satisfaction in saying, I made that. Great Dane has immediate openings at both their Terre Haute and Brazil locations and invites you to become a Great Dane maker. With a history dating back to 1900, Great Dane has established itself as the transportation solutions leader of today. Become a part of this rich history. Great Dane provides you with a rewarding career. Great pay, health insurance, matching 401k, and pension. Immediate direct hire openings available now at both Terre Haute and Brazil locations. You'll join the nation's greatest makers and reap the benefits of a rewarding career that supports you and your family. Are you ready to make a difference? Because at Great Dane, that is exactly what you'll do. Start your journey by visiting greatdane.com/careers. That's greatdane.com/careers. You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Back here 29-21, 1 minute to go here in the halftime break on WAMB. Let's thank Riddell National Bank, Lorenz Service, Process Development Fabrication, Morris Manufacturing, Timberland Lumber Company, Pizza King of Brazil, Ellis Law, and Box Drop Mattress. Brad, North Butte down 8, could be worse. Benter hasn't missed. Defensively, they need to improve a lot, but also their offense. So
offensively, we've struggled. We've missed a lot of shots. Drew Cook yet to score for the Knights. If it wasn't for the 4 points for the bench for Carr and Sampson, we'd really be struggled here because Sampson had his on a layup putback, and Carr with that awful deer in the headlights look attack to the rim where he was looking to pass it, but he had to shoot it because he had no passing lanes open. But we spent most of the second quarter watching Aiden Schreier sit here in front of us, the 6'6 big man that's been playing outstanding, and we didn't attack the basket. We attempted 4 threes in the third period. We were 0 for 4. And in the first period, Corey, the Knights attempted 8 threes, and we were 2 for 8. So struggling really bad from behind the arc, and we need to attack the rim more.
Now, halftime for the 3A sectional of Frankfurt, update Greencastle over Danville, 32-16. Here we go, third quarter, 29-21. Northview going left to right on the radio dial. Let's see what they dialed up here for the second half. Brevin Cooper, near side to Cook, on the right wing, off the right elbow to Swearingen. Now finds Cooper far side. Down low, Caleb, step back, 15-footer, missed it. And Benter, last touch. There'll be Northview ball underneath.
Swearingen had a good look there, missed that one. And so the Knights, 29-21. Cook will take it out of bounds under his own basket.
Drew, of all the players up high, gets it into Fowler, spinning, pump fakes, finds DeHart. He'll bring it into the paint, spin, kissed it off the glass, too strong. Rebounded by Schreier. Had Drew Cook open right after Fowler gave it. Cook ran in the corner.
Yep. He went to the inside, and it just didn't work out for Fowler, and he had to kick it out to DeHart.
Knights need a stop and a big bucket to get the momentum to shift.
Now we got Cooper guarding Benter. Made the change here.
Gets it down to Schreier. He's double-teamed, and he's going to be fouled. He'll go to the line for two.
I think that's going to be called on Caleb Swearingen, I do believe. Nope, 24. It's on Fowler, his second. Team's first.
Was it with a body, or did he reach over and smack at it?
It must have been a body because I thought it was going to be Swearingen for hitting him on the arm. So
Schreier at the line, the righty, puts it up and missed it. No rotation
good
on the ball.
None at all.
Like, when I mean, it looked like a knuckleball, Brad.
So that's a good sign. The Knights need to keep that in their back pocket. Schreier and Washam both miss free throws, and he misses the second one.
See if the Knights can take advantage. Down 8. Here
Brownstown
goes Cooper.
Brownstown Central 1 for 3 from the free throw line.
Brevin, the near side. Cook, he'll drive. Guarded by Benter. Now to Caleb. Caleb goes inside, puts it up in, rolls off the rim. Fowler offensive rebound. He'll dribble it off the foot of Schreier. Northview maintains possession, Brad.
Can't believe Caleb Swearingen missed that one. He usually don't miss that close to the rim, and he had a lot of elevation. Just didn't get it to fall in.
Swearingen gets the inbound. Picks up his dribble at the free throw line. Scoops it to Cooper up top. Cooper on the left side. Gets around his defender. Stops on the elbow. Out to quick Caleb.
This Browntown Central team plays really good recovery defense.
Yeah. Caleb up top to Brevin.
You might beat him off the dribble, but somebody's there to pick up the slack. Cooper, big three.
Got it, Brevin Cooper, 29-24. It's a five-point game.
First blood in the second half comes to Brevin Cooper.
Tight D, Drew Cook. He'll be guarding Heyman. Trying to get it down. What a Benter. Cooper stole it away. Brevin double-teamed up ahead to Fowler. Fowler slows it down to Brevin.
Brevin, you know, number two, wants to win. He don't want to quit.
He'll spin, bring it up to Drew. Now to Cooper. Thought about the three. He'll take it inside, go for the reverse. He gets bumped to the floor. No foul call at all. Wow.
Right in front of the official. He didn't see enough of it.
Wascom, deep three. Missed it. Cook gets the rebound. That was an awful, awful miss.
That was an ugly shot there by Heyman.
Cook goes up and gets knocked to the floor, no foul, out of bounds, Northview ball.
Now that was Heyman on that three, and that was the worst shot selection I've seen the Braves take all night.
That's their team. They'll shoot.
Yeah, they rushed that three.
Cook gets it on the right wing, waiting for DeHart to get in the corner. Down low to Caleb. One dribble, attacks the rim, puts it up and in. It's a three-point game.
Swearingen's got 5 or 7 points now.
Timeout, Brownstown Central. Listen to the Northview fans. They're back in the Knights. They're back in this. 5:33 to go in the third. 29-26 on WAMB.
At H&R Block, tax time is our favorite time of year. It's when our tax pros get to do what they love the most, help people. By getting to know you, they make sure your return gets done right. It's not just numbers, boxes, and forms. It's personal care, so you get every credit and deduction you deserve. With an average of 10 years' experience, our tax pros get your taxes done right. Just one of the many ways Block has your back.
This is Sue Goshen from your locally owned H&R Block in Brazil. Walk in, make an appointment, or drop off your documents, and we'll tackle your taxes while you're away.
Clay County Sheriff Paul Harden and the entire department want to remind you that Indiana has a new state law banning the use of cell phones while you're driving unless you're completely hands-free. So stay safe, don't text and drive. Keep your hands on the wheel and your eyes on the road. Remember, always drink responsibly. The Clay County Sheriff Department wants to wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights. And if you're heading to and from the game this weekend, remember to always drive safe and buckle up.
Cooper. Welcome back here. Cooper guarding Benter tightly, won't let him get the ball. 5:18 to go, 29-26. Northview down three here in the third. Wascom gets a near side, guarded by Swearingen. Wascom on the logo. Brings it to Heyman on the far side. Heyman on top of the key to Benter. Cooper all over him. Benter drives, puts up a tough shot. Count it in the foul.
He still has it missed. Jack Benter with a circus shot. Cooper picks up his second foul, the team's second.
Was that a foul because it's, well, I'm generally asking, do you think it's because he swiped at the arm, body?
It wasn't a foul. He leaned into him and he sold it with body language. We'll see how good a free throw shooter he is. On the year, he's 82% and he makes that one. He's not missed all night. He's got 16 points.
32-26, 6-point game.
Back to the 2-3 zone.
Cook on the volleyball line. Finds Brevin, down low to Fowler, out to Caleb in the corner. Bounces to Cooper for an open three, got it!
Drew Cook like Cooper shot as he just set his feet, tipped it out of his fingers, and gets the Knights within three.
4:30 to go, Drew Cook guarding the ball with Heyman. Heyman, and they're gonna call a travel on the Braves. Drew Cook isn't budging, he tried to lean into and draw a foul.
32-29, Knights basketball.
Chance to get within one here, tie the game. 4:28 to go.
I like having Brevin Cooper on Benter because it's taken him out of the game. He just got that lazy circus shot there to fall.
Swearingen, one dribble to DeHart, over to Brevin, down low to Fowler. Fowler skips it to Cook, pump fakes a three. Now resets to DeHart up top.
We need Cook to get hot and hit a couple threes here to get him out of this zone.
DeHart, Cooper again to tie the game.
Not even.
Left it short, ball's loose. Fowler saves it off the leg of Schreier.
Yeah, I didn't like that shot selection there by Brevin because he wasn't set on that one.
No.
After I was just bragging on how he set himself up. But, hey, Knights are hustling. Fowler got that rejection save there.
Swearingen gets it to Fowler up top. Now DeHart. Over to Brevin, far side.
I want to see Caleb Swearingen work the middle of this zone.
Caleb, he'll attack, spins, fades, 12 feet, got it.
Caleb Swearingen now has 9 points for the Knights, 32-31.
3:44 to go in the third. Heyman spinning on Drew Cook. He got away with travel, but he threw it away anyway. Tried to throw it over the head of Benter. Brevin Cooper forces it. Here we go, Northview ball, down one.
Caleb Swearingen starts to pump the crowd up. He throws his hands up in the air, and the Knights faithful come to their feet.
Let's get him to stand up. 3.5 to go, Cooper.
Chance to take a lead.
Haven't had one all game. Brevin over to DeHart on the left wing. Takes one dribble, hands off to Caleb. Caleb stops, spins, puts it up, left it short, got his miss, goes up and takes the lead for the North Unites. Caleb is fighting for every loose ball.
Caleb and Cooper keeping us in this when Knights pick up the advantage. 33-32, 3 minutes to go.
Cooper pickpockets Benter, dives on the floor. Benter swatted away by Drew. Drew saves it to Brevin Cooper, and they're going to say he was out of bounds first.
He was out of bounds. Good hustle there by Drew Cook. The Knights fans are cheering loud.
How about the hustle, though?
Timeout, Brownstown Central. It's a full timeout.
3:02 to go.
60 seconds. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
Attention landowners. Do you own forest land in Indiana? Arbu and Son Hardwoods of Center Point has been helping landowners manage their forests since 1978. Give Arbu and Son Hardwoods a call at 812-835-2663 and they'll share their vision for sustainable forestry, free of charge. That's Arbu and Son Hardwoods, 812-835-2663. Just ask for the boss.
Smith Small Engines is proud to be a big part of this community, and they wish the best of luck to the Northview Knights in the postseason. Smith Small Engines has all the top-notch outdoor power equipment you need, including the Gravely commercial lawnmower. The average landscaper can put thousands of miles on a zero turn every year. That's like mowing across the country. Good thing Gravely is built to mow the distance. Visit Smith Small Engines today, 1515 North 25th Street, just south of 8th Avenue in Terre Haute, or give them a call, 812-232-1318.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
How about this Northview Knights crowd giving them some love for the players' fight on the floor? They take a 33-32 lead. Coming out of it, Brad, Drew Cook dove out of bounds to try and save it. Just wasn't enough. It'll give it to Brownstown Central, and it got so loud in here. BC had to take a timeout.
Yep, and I'll tell you what, Coach Dave Benter, he settled his troops down. I could see him. I'd seen him telling them, guys, hold down, settle down.
They're going to let Benter run point. He'll get the ball in. Brevin Cooper on his hip.
He's pushing off, too, yep. And the official's going to be – he's going to see that because it's wide open.
Heyman gets it over in the corner, trying to get down low. Now it's Benter. Benter nearly stripped away, puts up a – and he's going to be fouled by Cooper.
That's Brevin's third foul. I don't like to see that. I like the hustle out of the senior, but – he needed to stay tall on that. Benter wouldn't have made that circus shot.
And that was an offensive foul when he got the ball.
Yep.
Get away with it once, second time probably wouldn't have happened.
Got to watch down underneath. I wouldn't be a bit surprised with Coach Byram talking to the official. Schreier doesn't get called with the offensive foul.
Tied at 33 apiece. And that's what Coach Byram is probably talking to the official about now.
He was talking to him because Schreier's throwing foul around.
Benter makes it. They retake the lead, 34-33.
Benter hasn't missed a shot tonight.
Brevin Cooper on top of the key. Pump fakes his swing and finds Cook on the right wing. Drew fakes it. Goes 15 feet for the win. Got it, or the lead.
The
win.
That's Drew Cook's first 2 points of the night. 35-34, Knights lead this one.
He put the defensive guy on roller skates. Heyman on the volleyball line. Dribbles over to Benter. He's got it on top of the key. Benter nearly stripped away, and they're going to call a foul on Drew Cook.
Yeah, body foul on Drew Cook. That's going to be his first, team's fourth.
Look at the fouls.
Yep.
Zero fouls for Brownstown Central.
Benter throws that head around. He sells it. He's a very good salesman.
He must have really looked up to LeBron James growing up.
Yeah. He plays like him.
Oh, stop. Heyman on the volleyball line. Benter open long three. Missed it.
He is human.
How about that rebound by Fowler? Swearingen up ahead. Hands off to Cooper. Pump fakes a three. Driving left hand. Got it.
Brevin Cooper now for the Knights. He's got 15 points to lead all scoring.
37-34. 1:45 to go. Heyman spinning. Lost it. Drew stole it away. Drew driving. Puts it up. Blocked. Swearingen gets it. He'll be fouled and go to the line for two.
Drew Cook got hammered. He was fouled. It wasn't called. But the foul's going to be called on number 20. That's Nathan Cook, his first, team's first.
I love Cook for taking it, but if he would have given off to Swearingen right there, Caleb probably would have dunked and this crowd would have erupted.
Yeah, but, you know, Drew did what you need to do.
I'm happy
for
him.
You know, you got to take it to the rack.
And Caleb's got to make these. Missed it.
Caleb's missed three That's his fourth miss.
And you don't see that very often.
He's one for five.
He's got to take a deep breath. He has a chance to put him up four here. 1:39 to go in the third.
Low scoring affair here for both teams.
Caleb got it.
Made the adjustment, got the free throw.
38-34, 1:38 to go in the third. Full court pressure, Cooper guards Benter. Going right to left is Wascom. Guarded by Swearingen. Wascom hands it off to Reynolds. Reynolds dancing with it, forcing it, trying to get to Benter, finally does. He'll be guarded by Cooper. He'll drive, puts up a circus shot, and count it in the foul. I don't even think he got fouled there. He just swung his arms around.
Yeah, he sold it with his head because he released the ball. He threw his head up like he got hit. That's what the official called. Foul's going to be on Fowler. That's his third. So Cooper and Fowler both have three fouls, and that's the 15th foul for the Knights.
First substitution will be Landon Carr. Benter puts up, got the three-point play. 1:16 to go, 38-37 Northview.
Laying the car checks in, Fowler goes to the bench. I can't believe Sampson isn't out there because he had some really good minutes. Braxton Sampson's only played about a minute and a half the whole game.
They're going to spread it out, probably go for the last shot. Cooper inside DeHart, now Swearingen, drives baseline, goes up, missed it badly. Here comes Brownstown Central. Maybe they hope to go for the last shot. Wascom in transition. Kicks it, Reynolds, three, missed, rebounded by DeHart. I would slow it down for the last shot. 45 seconds.
That was the plan last time, but the senior Swearingen thought he seen a seam and went after.
And now
the
Caleb says one. On top to Cooper, 38 seconds and counting.
Coach Benter telling his team just to sack back, let them do it.
38-37, Northview up by one. After Swearingen, left wing, pump fakes a three, stops, 15-footer, line drive, no. Cooper saves it off the leg of Brownstown Central.
What a hustle play there. I don't understand Caleb Swearingen shooting that one as well.
He was thinking probably they're sagging off. It'll be an easy jumper, and he just missed.
Yeah, 22 seconds left. Caleb's going to inbound the ball, so there won't be a lob here. And Jack Benner will come out of the game.
Swearingen gets it into Brevin on the right baseline. He'll dribble it onto the corner on top of the key. 15 seconds. Cooper is fouled.
That isn't bad, really. That isn't bad because if it's going to be a shootout, you need the fouls and might as well pick one up there and not let somebody get around you. Nathan Cook, a bench player, picks up his second, the team's second.
DeHart gets it to Swearingen. 12 seconds. 10. He's holding it. Caleb is fouled again.
Yep.
This time on Heyman.
Yep, and Parker Heyman picks up his first foul. This ain't bad. This is great coaching, actually.
Do they reset in the quarters? I forgot.
Do what?
These won't carry over, will they?
Yeah, they'll carry over. This is the third quarter.
So if they – I get it, but
– it's going to be a clock game, so.
DeHart gets it in the Brevin. 8 seconds. Cooper off to Carr. Back to Brevin. Driving. Baby floater at the buzzer. Left it short. And we'll go to the fourth quarter. North Unites have the lead. 38-37 over Brownstown Central. The winner plays Edgewood in the sectional championship back here on WAMB.
I'm Ryan Luce with State Farm in Clinton, Indiana.
We're here to help life go right for you and your family.
Our team takes pride in helping families in the Wabash Valley
with all of their insurance and financial needs.
We are here to make your claims process simple,
like a good neighbor.
State Farm agent Ryan Luce and the crew want to wish the best of luck to all the area schools in the IHSAA sectional. Reach them online today at luceismyagent.com or by phone 765-832-2221.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
38-37, the North Unites battled all the way back. Took the momentum going into the fourth quarter. They lead by one over Brownstown Central. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark with you. Winner goes to the sectional championship tomorrow night. The Braves will get it right to left. It'll be Wascom and his team down one. Benter will be guarded by Swearingen here in the fourth. Benter on the elbow, puts up a heave. How did he get that to go in?
He's got 21 points. He's a shooter. 39-38, Knights trail by two.
Caleb attacks it. Goes up, got it. Retakes the lead, 40-39. Benter will be guarded by Swearingen. He'll bring it up. Benter, screen, guarded by Landon Carr. He's triple teamed. Throws it on the right side to Heyman. Now in the corner. Benter will be called for a foul by Swearingen. Swearingen and this official staring him down, waiting for him to say something. He tripped on his own 2 feet.
Foul's going to be on Swearingen. That's his first, but that's the team's sixth foul. Brownstown Central in the bonus the whole fourth period. They missed a lot against Owen Valley.
Well, give it to Schreier.
Yeah.
Benter will inbound it. Knights got to keep their cool. Off to Heyman on top. Heyman gets to Benter on the left wing. Driving into the chest of Swearingen, who'll have to get rid of it.
He's a salesman just like LeBron James.
Yeah.
He keeps pushing into Swearingen and act like he's fouled.
Benter lobs it up top. Moving away. Good job by Caleb. Keeping the ball away.
He's acting like he's being held and everything else.
Benter gets it, throws up a corner. Was that a three or two?
Two. He's got 23 points, and they lead 41-40.
I've never seen a kid shoot the ball like that.
I have. I watched it in Dayton, Ohio, and his name was LeBron James his senior year.
Drew Cook off to Swearingen in the corner. Back to Cook. Guarded by a 2-3 zone again. Cooper down low to Caleb. Goes through traffic. Now Cook for three in the lead. Off the mark, Cooper fights for the rebound. It'll be a jump ball and stay with Northview.
Northview basketball. Drew Cook can't find a stroke on his dad's birthday. His dad Chip's birthday today, and I'm sure this ain't what he wanted.
We know Drew will find it. He'll hit one big one.
Jack Benner's going to come out of the game. Checking in will be number 12. That's Brandon Reynolds.
Got to win these minutes. Landon Carr inbounding it. Finds Cooper up top. He had to go up like a football player and catch it. Brevin driving off to Cook on the far side. 6:20 to go, down 41-40.
Cooper's had the hot hand.
Cooper spinning inside. Stops on a dime on top to DeHart.
Reset it, yep. We don't need to be in any hurry, especially with Jack Benner on the bench.
Near side Swearingen. Hands off to Brevin, 6 minutes to go.
Benter's got 23 of their 41.
Now DeHart on the right wing. Up top to Carr. Pump fakes over to Cook on the left wing. Drew driving, spinning, lobbing. Bad pass by Cook. Cooper gets thrown to the ground. No call. Brownstown Central takes it away. Wascom, 5.5 to go. Gets it near side to Reynolds. Reynolds guarded by Brevin. Hands it off to Heyman. Now Wascom again attacks, puts up a shot, he'll travel.
Yep, turnover. Turnover, Brownstown Central, the Braves. That's probably their third turnover here already in the fourth period. Fowler will check in, Carr will go to the bench. 41-40, Knights trail by one.
DeHart will give it inside to Brevin Cooper, who brings it up the floor.
2-3 zone again by the Braves.
5:15 to go, down one. DeHart nearly got the ball stripped away. Dribbles over to Caleb to hand it off. Caleb, now Brevin, over to Cook.
That's
open three.
Spot. He got it. The Cookie Monster's got his first three. And the Knights are up 43-41.
Timeout, Brownstown Central. It's a full timeout, 5 minutes on the dot to go. Hello, Drew Cook, back here on WAMB.
Have you been discussing that it's time for you to move into a bigger home or even a smaller home? The time to do that is now, and Coldwell Banker Hellman real estate agent Kendra Cohen Cook will help you through the entire process. Navigating this market is difficult, so let Kendra help you. Contact Coldwell Banker Hellman real estate agent Kendra Cohen Cook today at terrahomeswithkendra.com or call her at 812-239-1849 and let her help you with selling or buying your next home.
You know, it feels like nowadays too many automotive repair shops try to rip you off. One promise, though, Tony and the crew at Lorenz Service can make is they will always be 100% honest with you. Lorenz Service is here to help. If something is wrong with your vehicle, but you're worried about money, don't worry. Tony Lorenz will help you and won't rip you off. He will make sure what needs fixed gets fixed. Don't be taken advantage of and head over to Lorenz Service, serving Clay County for over 90 years with 100% honesty.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
43-41, 5 minutes to go. Drew Cook, a.k.a. Cookie Monster, knocks down a big corner three to put him up two. And it's Brownstown Central ball, and Benter comes back in the game, and look who's guarding him, Brad.
Yeah, Brevin Cooper guarding him with three fouls. 5 minutes to go.
They're going to double-team the guy getting the inbound. Right in front of the Knights bench, they'll slow it down to Wascom in the backcourt, who hands off to Heyman. Cook guarding Heyman.
Cook's only got one foul, but they are in the bonus.
Yeah. Heyman on the volleyball line.
Drew's going to get him a 5 second call.
Benter's dancing around. Stolen away by Brevin Cooper. Cooper to Cook. Cook in transition.
How was that?
Missed
not
it.
A foul?
Swearingen got the rebound. He'll be fouled, and he'll go to the – no. They're going to say it's on the floor.
Oh, my goodness. How in the world is put back on the floor?
I'm not trying to be that guy, but
– oh, the basket counts. No?
No, no.
What are we doing
the
here?
The ball didn't go in.
He kept pointing that
– it's not – this guy's saying it's on the floor. Caleb doesn't – can't believe it.
So the foul's on 23. That's Darlage. That's his third.
Northview gets the ball.
There ain't a 23 on the floor. Oh, yeah, there is.
Now they're coming to talk about something. The officiating crew. Now they'll play. I don't know what just happened. 439, 43, 41. Northview up two with the ball. Swearingen gets it to Cook. On top to Fowler. Now DeHart. DeHart to Cooper. Cooper guarded by freshman Benter.
2-point lead. No reason to hurry here.
Now Fowler gets it on the elbow. Hands back off to Brevin. Benter kept his feet moving. He'll bring it in to DeHart. Over to Cook.
Benter tries selling everything as a foul.
Drew off to DeHart. On top of the logo.
His grandpa must be Al Bundy, the shoe salesman.
Swings it near side to Cooper. 4 minutes to go. Now DeHart. Hands off to Cooper again. Dribble handoff to Swearingen. Caleb goes into the paint. Pump fake. Goes up and he'll be fouled and heads to the line for two free throws.
I believe that's going to be on Aiden Schreier, and if so, that's his third. No, it's on number 10.
Here's what I can promise you.
Yeah.
I don't. Byron doesn't. His parents probably don't. Nobody cares how many free throws he missed earlier.
Yep. It's here. How many makes going on out?
3:58 to go, up two.
He got 14 points.
Caleb got the first. 44-41. You know, for a guy who doesn't show emotion, he's still not doing it. Caleb, a chance to put him up four, and he will. 45-41, 3:58 to go. As Benter, who can change this game in a heartbeat, has it. Benter across the timeline. Near side to Heyman. Up to Schreier. Schreier. Benter going through traffic trying to get the ball, and they're going to call Brevin for a foul on Benter.
And that was just a head fake. That's all he did. Benter acted like Cooper grabbed him.
This guy
the official bought it.
Does this official watch the NBA?
Yeah, he watched him, and that's why Benter's got that curly hair, because it flies when he throws his head up.
He's getting fooled. No, not, it's not the other officials.
Yeah. Jack Benter to go to the line to shoot one in the bonus.
Shots up, and he missed it.
He is human.
Swearingen with the ball. I would not shoot unless you have to.
No, you don't shoot. You're up four.
3:30 to go. Northview four timeouts.
Coach Michael Byram has four timeouts in the fourth period.
DeHart behind him to Drew Cook. On top to Cooper. Cook dribbles in over to DeHart for an open three. Got it!
And Ethan DeHart with the big one. He's got 8 points. Timeout. Brownstown Central.
Ethan DeHart.
8:41. We'll be back after 30-second break. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
3:17 to go, 48-41 right now. The North United's forced a timeout from Brownstown Central. Ethan DeHart, he said what struggles at the end of the regular season. He knocked down his biggest three of his North United's career.
Yeah, he's got 8 points. Knights have a 48-41 lead. Better yet, we've got four timeouts left. Brownstown Central with only one. 3:17 to go. Brevin Cooper with four fouls. Fowler with three. The Knights fans on their feet. Time to get loud, time to be proud. Make sure they can hear you back home in Brazil, Indiana. 48-41 on the Great Dane scoreboard.
Brownstown Central, and that guy named Benter can shoot the basketball, and he's going to probably take some shots here. 3:17 to go.
Got a sub in for Brownstown Central. It's number 33, Sam Shepman.
Benter, guarded by Cooper. He's got four, right? Benter, long three, missed it. Rebound, swearing in the DeHart.
Benter missed his second three, first one here in the fourth.
Brevin Cooper to Swearingen. Caleb on top to Cooper. Chest pass to Caleb, 2:50 to go. Back to Brevin.
That's all you got to do in this zone. Just play keep away.
Near side DeHart. Cooper gets double teamed. He needs help, and it's a timeout. Coach Byram, great timeout for the North United's head coach. We'll take one with him. 48-41, 2:44 to go. 30-second break on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is a complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies to do it yourself, or we can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Spring is here, and we also have all your needs for your new projects. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has what you need, so stop in today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
2:44 to go, coming out of the timeout. Three remaining for the Knights, one for the Braves. 48-41, 2:44 to go.
Corey, this is the end of the season if you lose.
DeHart throws it up, stolen by Benter, and Benter's fouled. He'll go to the line for a 1-1. You cannot make that pass.
Brevin Cooper fouls out with 2:42 to go in the game. Senior's going to go to the bench to watch.
No, that's his fourth.
No, they got it on player two. It's fourth foul?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I had him with four.
Benter at the free throw line. 1-1. He makes it. DeHart knows that was on him, but, man, that hurts.
Yep. He should have never threw it in the backcourt anyway. He had Drew Cook right in the wing, wide open.
Benter. Free throw. Got it. 48-43, five-point game. 2:40 to go. Brevin Cooper, full court pressure, gets it to Swearingen. Now Cooper, got to go. Brevin up ahead to DeHart. DeHart to Cook in the corner. Cook dribbles, bounces to Cooper. Now to Cook, now to Swearingen. Nearly taken away. Caleb slows it down to 2:20 to go. Cooper, Cook, corner, three.
Two in a row for the Cookie Monster.
You want to keep Drew Cook open, he'll make it. 51-43, largest lead of the game.
Caleb Swearingen showed emotion there. He threw his hands up and said, come on, Knights.
Cooper nearly knocked it away. He'll drive in, puts up a shot, misses. Rebounded by Swearingen. Now it's Drew Cook. Knights go up 10.
Drew Cook does it again. He's got his 10th point in the game, and the Knights are up by 10.
53-43, 1:40 to go. Swearingen guards Benter. Benter on the right wing. He's up a three. Got it.
Benter hits another one.
Woo!
That's his fifth three.
Cook to Fowler to DeHart. DeHart stops, slows it down to Drew Cook. 53-46 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Cook out to DeHart in the corner. Down low, turns it over.
Even DeHart plays smarter than this.
And DeHart fouls Benter. DeHart, after making that big three, has turned it over on a pass, and he turned it over there. They have got to calm down.
Yep. You're going to have to take him out. Nolan White's going to come in. Ethan DeHart's just not focused.
53-46. Northview up 7 after Benter made another circus 3.
Yep.
Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah. Nolan White's going to check in. Ethan DeHart's going to go to the bench.
And give him credit, he made a huge 3.
One of the coaches need to go to him, though, because the game ain't over. They need to talk to him and get him right.
1:14 to go, 53-46. And
it's 1-1.
Yeah. After this one, though, they're in the double bonus the rest of the way. The Braves only have 5 team fouls.
Benter's got about a million points.
Northview was up 10. In a blink of an eye, it's 6. 2 possession game.
Benter's got 29 points. 10 here in the fourth.
Benter again puts up the shot. Got it. 53-48, 5-point game. Full court pressure. Swearinger runs baseline. Gets up to Nolan White. He'll be fouled right away.
And that's only the 6th foul. That's on number 10. That's Parker Heyman.
You think coach is saying if we're going to foul somebody, it's Nolan White?
Well, it's the first guy with the basketball.
Okay. 1:13 to go. Midcourt, Swearingen will inbound. Caleb gets it to Nolan White. Makes his guy fall to the floor after a tough pass, and he's going to get fouled by Benter. So you're going to send Nolan White to the free throw line with a big 1-1 opportunity.
So the foul's going to be on Benter. That's his, Jack Benter's first foul. He's had a couple steals, couple assists. He's got a bunch of points and only his first team foul. This freshman is making a name for himself at Browntown Central.
Yep.
So,
his father's the coach, correct?
Yep. Number 30, Carter Wascom, the starter, with 9 points, checks back into the game. Going to the bench will be 23. That's Carson Darledge.
Got to hit your free throws down the stretch here. It's a 1-1 for Nolan White.
Nolan transferred midseason from Terre Haute North High School.
Say his first name.
Tuesday night, Narius.
Missed it. Benter with the rebound. Guarded by Swearingen. Spinning, driving, and he just head bobs, and he gets fouled by Caleb. Caleb didn't do anything. He's acting like he's in the NBA, and the officials give him the call.
Yep. He made both free throws last time. He's going to shoot 2 now. With the clock stopped, 1:01 to go, 53-50.
Knights were up 10. He has a chance to make this a 3-point game with 1:01 to go.
Who else has scored for Brownstown Central in the fourth?
Nobody?
Nobody. Jack Benter's got them all.
Benter makes the first. It's a 4-point game. And it's the same official, too, isn't it?
Yep.
Calling the fouls.
He's got 12 points for Brownstown Central here in the fourth period. He's put his dad's team on his back, and he's going for it.
As a freshman. 53-49, 1:01 to go. 3-point game after being up 10 a minute ago. Who's got the clutch gene for the Knights?
Full court pressure, still got 3 timeouts.
Cooper's got in the corner, brings it up in the middle to Fowler. Fowler, Swearingen up ahead, goes for the dunk. He's going to be fouled hard. He'll go to the line for 2.
Foul's going to be on number 33. That is Sam Shepman.
Is that intentional or no?
No.
I thought I saw the official do the X.
Nope, that's on Shepman.
If Caleb would have dunked that.
I thought they said Shepman wasn't available until tomorrow night because of a transfer rule.
Swearingen, free throw, first one, missed it. Gotta hit your free throws here. We've missed 2 in a row as a team. Swearingen's gonna take a deep breath and make this a 2 possession game.
53-50.
52 seconds, Caleb. Got it, wow. Rattled in, hit the top of the backboard, and fell through.
Timeout, Coach Michael Byram. 52.6 seconds to go in this one. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this 30-second break. You're listening to Northview Basketball on WAMB.
At Scott Pet, they've always known that pets are part of the family. Scott Pet is an industry leader in manufacturing and distributing quality products for your animal companion. If you're looking for a new career in 2021, Scott Pet is hiring at their location in Rockville and Newport. Scott Pet is looking for full-time employees. No experience necessary, as on-the-job training will be provided. Call today for details and openings or apply in person at the Rockville location. Scott Pet Products, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back here at Owen Valley High School for sectional 26 on WAMB. North D was down majority of the game, fought their way back, some big time shots in the third quarter. Fourth quarter was Swearingen, Cooper, Drew Cook, Ethan DeHart, and then a couple bad turnovers, couple questionable foul calls to send Benter to the line. Makes it a 4-point game with 52 seconds to go.
Yeah, Benter's got 13 points here in the fourth quarter.
If you haven't told your friends yet, get to WAMBradio.com or the 106.9 in Brazil or 99.5 in Terre Haute.
We knew it was going to be a good game, Corey, and the Knights have battled through this one. And I'll tell you what, this Jack Benter is the real deal. The young man, he's 6'2", he's a freshman, and he's doing an outstanding job.
Benter's getting guarded by Nolan White. It's going to be Wayham, gets it up the floor. Wascom, 45, hands off to Benter. Benter fires to Heyman.
They don't have to hurry. Brownstown Central still got one timeout.
Benter catches a three.
That's off.
God, missed it. Rebound, yeah, Fowler. Cooper up ahead to Swearingen. Now Drew Cook. Let Cook get fouled. He'll dribble past the timeline. Now it's Fowler, and they're going to foul Jacob Fowler.
He's
the
best free throw shooter. Jacob Fowler leads the team. Yeah, that's who I want there.
I knock on wood because I'm a
percentage-wise
weirdo.
Yeah, looking at percentages, I'd want Fowler shooting it, especially tonight. Jacob hasn't done a lot. He hasn't scored. He's had a few fouls. He's had some quality rebounds. But
Nolan White guarded him, but he was able to get open on a screen. I'm surprised he missed.
He was too open. He's had somebody in his face the rest of them.
Fowler, the one and one, misses. 24 seconds.
I tried talking him up.
Benter on the volleyball line, dribbles, and a reach-in foul on the floor. He'll be called on, and guess who called the foul?
Yep, the same official. And that's going to be on Nolan White. That's his second. The team's third, or team's 10th foul, 11th foul.
A double bonus regardless for both teams the rest of the way. 54-50, 20 seconds. Benter to make it a 2-point game.
Like to see him miss one of these, but I doubt he does. So checking back in is going to be number 23. That's Carson Darledge. And going to the bench is Carter Walsh.
And I have a feeling that Coach Benter, if they have a chance to go down and take the win or tie, they're not calling timeout.
No.
They'll let Benter work. Two-point game, 54-52. Substitution, they're taking the big man out because they're going to have to foul, but they got to get this in and before not turn it over. 54-52, Swearingen the inbound. Caleb waiting, trying to find somebody. He gets it to Drew Cook. It's out of bounds, and they're going to say it's off Northview.
It was off Drew Cook. It hit the official, and he was out of bounds. 19.7 seconds to go. Brownstown Central has the basketball.
Chance to tie or take the lead on this possession.
Coach Byram still got two timeouts.
They were up 10 at the two-minute mark. Heyman gets it in. The Schreier on top to Wake Wascom. Now Benter for the lead. Missed it. Ball's loose, and it's out of bounds. Northview will not get the ball. It'll be Brownstown Central ball with 12 seconds.
Ethan DeHart's going to check back in. Nolan White's going to go to the bench.
You don't give Benter two tries in a row.
Nope. I don't know why they slapped at it. Timeout, Brownstown Central. They take their final timeout. We're going to keep it right here. 12.2 seconds to go, Corey. Nobody on Brownstown Central but Jack Benter has scored in the fourth period.
And that's something they could use.
Yep.
They could say, well, they're gonna probably look all the attention on Benter, and next thing you know, someone flies wide open underneath the basket to tie it. They're not down three, they're up two.
It's a 30-second timeout.
He's making them stand up.
Yep.
One of the Northview coaches pointed it out.
Yep. So they didn't have, that's all they had left was a 30-second. This one official, it's kind of like maybe his bus or his car come from that direction because he's a bigger Benter fan than the rest of us.
Who?
The official that called all those fouls.
It's only been him.
Why are they still here? It's been over a minute. They've had plenty of timeout time here.
This official is just letting a lot go.
Yeah, well, and the clock and the, yeah,
here we go.
Anyway.
Brownstown Central inbound, down to 12 seconds. gets it in the corner, on top, moves it, nearly stolen away, on the left side in the corner, it's not Benter for three, he misses, air ball, Jacob Fowler gets it to Brevin Cooper, the Northview Knights are going to win the game, 54-52.
And Drew Cook hit it at the buzzer, the shot's going to count, Drew Cook shot it at the buzzer. The officials weren't even on the floor.
They laughed before it happened. Whatever. The Northview Knights, ladies and gentlemen, are going to the sectional championship game for the first time in the Coach Byron tenure. I'm loud. I'm sorry. Brad Wallace, Corey Clark, Dennis with you. We'll talk to Byron. We'll be right back on WAMB.
What is the one thing that everyone has in common? You sleep, I sleep, right? Don't you owe it to yourself to sleep on a mattress that is a perfect fit for you while not spending an arm and a leg? Stop going to that other mattress store and pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress at Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Don't want to pay for that brand new mattress all at once? Well, Box Drop has payment plans. Stop going to that other mattress store and make Box Drop in Brazil your go-to mattress store. Call 812-531-9617 or visit them in the Kroger Plaza.
Vermilion County Sheriff Mike Phelps says arrive alive, don't text and drive. The staff of the Vermilion County Sheriff's Office are continued supporters of local high school sports. Just like the players and fans, the team at the Vermilion County Sheriff's Office couldn't operate without each team member and supportive area residents, which is why they're proud to support the high school teams in our community. Good luck to all during the tournament. And as a reminder of all traveling to the games, arrive alive, don't text and drive. From Vermilion County Sheriff Mike Phelps.
Market declines, political risks, health concerns. Today's headlines can be scary. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Brian DePass. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to position yourself for the long term. We provide the tools for a reasoned, disciplined approach to investing. Don't let the headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. Stop by our office at 2 West National here in Brazil for a face-to-face appointment or call us at 812-442-9338. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The staff at the Rockville Correctional Facility are proud supporters of local high school sports, and they want to wish all local athletes good luck. If you're looking for a rewarding career in corrections, a great job with great benefits while working with great people, then consider working at the Rockville Correctional Facility. Visit workforindiana.com to begin your journey. The Rockville Correctional Facility is proud to be a part of the community and a proud supporter of local high school sports.
Sometimes you're craving that one thing that will really hit the spot. If that something includes burgers, conies, or a frozen treat, you bet they have it at the Tasty Freeze in Montezuma. Open all year long, the Tasty Freeze has everything you need. And when you have no time to cook, make sure you check out the Tasty Freeze's menu of home-based cooking and their famous giant tenderloin. See for yourself, Tasty Freeze, just off Highway 36 in Montezuma, a proud supporter of local high school athletics.
Doug Nevins and the entire team at Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning are proud supporters of local high school athletics. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning is one of the area's leading Ream Pro partners. For more than 20 years, Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning has served customers in Brazil and throughout the entire Wabash Valley. Their reliable services, transparent fees, and friendly expert technicians have made them a hometown name you can trust. Carbon Heating and Air Conditioning, where comfort and quality meet.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back on WAMB at Owen Valley High School in Sectional 26. We're about to talk to the man himself, Coach Michael Byram. Final score, 54-52. We're going to get the stats and more with Brad Wallace before we talk to Byram. Brad, this was back and forth, and the Knights just came away with it at the end and win by two. They're going to the sectional championship game tomorrow night.
Yeah, 7-for-14 from the free throw line. That's not good a stat for the Knights, but it doesn't matter because it got the W. 17 points for Swearingen, 10 for Cook, 15 for Cooper, 8 for DeHart, 2 for Carr, and 2 for Sampson. 4 bench points for the Knights. For Brownstown Central Braves, 34 for Jack Benter, 11 for Carter Wascom, 4 for Parker Heyman, and 3 for Aiden Schreier. And I'll tell you what, Coach Michael Byram stepped into the booth with me and Corey. Outstanding performance tonight, just to battle through and come back. that Binter kid, he went on a binge like we knew he would, but we were able to answer.
Oh, he's a really good player, and he's only going to get better and better. But, you know, our guys did a really good job of staying with it. I mean, we did not play our game tonight, but that's credit to them. I think they took us out of us, the things that we like to do. But you know what? We fought. We kept scratching and clawing and got ourselves in a position to take the lead and hold on tight.
It doesn't matter, but did that half-court shot count by Drew or no?
I didn't even see it go in.
It went in. It was two-thirds court. The officials ran off before the buzzer, and it went in.
Oh, I wasn't even looking.
You'll like, see it.
We'll look at the
film. I'm sure Drew's going to point it out.
Well, I'm sure he will.
What's going on in the locker room when you guys went in there?
Oh, we're super excited.
Should be.
You know, this has been a tough year, you know, with all the COVID stuff and things like that. And we've missed 35 days of practice, then trying to get ourselves situated.
Drew's trying to sell it to everybody down there
he
now.
He probably is. He probably is, and I don't blame him, you know. But you know what? One of our goals is win sectional. We got ourselves an opportunity for tomorrow night, and that's what we've done.
It was a back-and-forth battle there in the first quarter. You kind of fell behind a little bit, fought your way back. Second quarter, I think at one point, where were you, down 8 at the halftime break? You were down 10 at one point.
We were down 11.
I saw one of the changes you made was put Brevin Cooper on Binter. And, I mean, yes, Cale was guarding him well. He was just still throwing him up, and they were going in. But do you think that change made a difference in this one?
Well, I don't think the Binter kid missed a shot.
He didn't in the first half.
Like, I felt like he made everything. And we wanted to abuse Brevin a little bit, but Brevin's not necessarily 100% healthy. And so we kind of had to pick and choose when we did that. But Brevin's he's our best defender. I mean, but we kind of had to do some adjusting with our game plan coming into it.
Ethan DeHart, Drew Cook, they struggled on Wednesday shooting the ball. They didn't get a lot of points here in this ball game, but down at the end when it mattered, Cook, two big threes. And Ethan DeHart, probably one of the biggest of his North United's career, to go up 4 to 7 points there at the end. That just shows you guys that you count on them and they trust you guys. And just everything in between, big-time shots from your players.
You know what? Like, I don't handcuff our players.
No.
We spend a lot of time on our offensive skills, and they've got the green light. Sometimes I wish it was more yellow at times, but they've got the green light. I trust them. That's kind of we trust one another, and that's throughout the whole locker room. And so, I mean, they're going to go for it. I have confidence in them.
I thought rebounding and Jacob Fowler from the first half to the second half, I thought his rebounding, fighting down there in the paint in the second half, he was a lot more active too.
Well, I mean, we want to get to the championship game.
It got to be.
Speaking of championship game, I know you guys were out there watching the end of the first game with South Vermillion and Edgewood. What did you think of that finish there for South Vermillion?
You know, I mean, Edgewood's a good team. I mean, I think a week and a half ago, 2 weeks, I didn't think they played very well when they came over to us. And, I mean, it's going to be a close game tomorrow night. I mean, they're a good team. And so, I mean, like when you got players who are very confident in yourself and they're going to keep their composure. And like you saw with the Sader kid, I mean, South Vermillion tied it up. But, I mean, that was like under 10 seconds, I think.
5.6 seconds, and he went the length of the floor.
He brought the ball down court. He was even killed, and he made his play. He got to his spot.
Normally, after all this energy, I'd say, Coach, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Sleep well tonight. You probably will, but that's probably not going to happen. I won't sleep well tonight. But I'm happy for you guys. You get it back to the sectional championship, first time in your tenure. And it's not just the guys. It's the guys that came before you. Your goal is not to get to the championship. Your goal is to win the championship.
No, I mean, we got a lot of goals that we haven't accomplished yet. And so, I mean, tomorrow night's one of them. So we'll see what happens.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you then. Congratulations on making it to the championship.
Thank you.
Coach Michael Byram, everybody, here on the Pizza King and Brazil postgame show on WAMB. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, it's Bill with Brazil's Pizza King. We hope you have enjoyed our new menu options, and remember, we lowered our pizza prices. Bring the family down to Brazil Pizza King and take in the awesome atmosphere and our newly expanded menu. Dine-in, carry-out, and delivery, all available options. Visit BrazilPizzaKing.com for our full menu and our Facebook page to check out our daily specials.
Brazil Pizza King, we can't wait to see you.
Oh no! Tree fell on her car!
Do we have coverage for that?
I don't know! I got that insurance in like 15 minutes or less!
What? You didn't read the policy?
Oh, tree hit the house too!
We covered for that?
Doubt it! I got that insurance in 7.5 minutes!
Why?
I'm Chad Schottmeyer with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance.
I'll make sure that you have the right coverage so you and your family are taken care of. Stop knocking on wood and give me, Agent Chad Schottmeyer, a call at 812-208-3244.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to the Pizza King of Brazil postgame show. In a game like this, it's hard to pick somebody. I mean, this was a roller coaster of a game.
Hey, give that stat you just did over there. That's big for Northview fans.
Yeah, but to say, Greencastle just eliminated the Danville Warriors.
Greencastle beat Danville
66-51.
And that'll be a regional opponent. If we run through this, we'll head to Greencastle for the regional.
Brad, let's go to give away the Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, and we'll get out of here.
You might disagree with this one tonight, Corey, because he isn't the leading scorer, but I'll tell you what.
Can I guess who?
Caleb Swearingen had 17 points lead scoring, but tonight, man, I can't give it to anybody but Brevin Cooper. He's got 15 points. He didn't score in the fourth period, but what he did do in the fourth period is he turned the heat up on Benter. And I'll tell you what, outstanding performance. He hustled two or three times. He stole the ball. He got it out. Tonight's Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, player of the game, wearing number two and a senior, and that's Brevin Cooper.
Brad, this one was fun to call. This one was – my emotions went all the way through the roof and then all the way down there to the bad man, to the point where I didn't know what was going to happen. That was fun. I'm happy for the seniors. I'm happy for the boys. I'm happy for the coaching staff. But like I said, it's not over. They got a game tomorrow night, sectional championship. They take on Edgewood, 7:30 p.m. start. We'll be on the air around 7:10. For Brad Wallace, I'm Corey Clark. We'll talk to you tomorrow night for the sectional championship on WAMB.
There are times in your life when you need some advice, when you need someone to get you through it all.
We're talking with Mike Ellis with Ellis Law. It seems like you advertise for bankruptcy a lot. Does Ellis Law handle accident cases as well?
Actually, it's ironic you asked that. Ellis Law is hopefully known for accidents, bankruptcy, criminal, and divorce. Accidents is one of our main areas. We've handled several million-dollar cases, and, you know, it's important to know what to do. If you've had an accident, certainly the first thing to do is to get a hold of a medical professional, but shortly thereafter is get a hold of a legal professional. You want to be certain not to make statements to the insurance company that might be contacting you. Keep in mind, they're there to do a job, and that job is for their client. So you need representation as well. So if you've had an accident, call Ellis Law at 234-9000.
In times like these, you need to call Mike Ellis.
Locally owned and operated, Wabash Valley Garage Doors, here for all your garage door installation and service needs. You will be blown away with Wabash Valley Garage Doors' professionalism and excellent customer service. Whether it's service in a timely manner or installing a new garage door for an affordable price, call Don Jeffers at 812-870-5386 to schedule an appointment. Proudly serving the Wabash Valley. Get more with Wabash Valley Garage Door, 812-870-5386.
If you're in Park, Clay, Putnam, or the surrounding counties, Jack's Trash Service can offer you outstanding customer service and fair prices. They offer residential and commercial trash pickup, and Jack's Trash Service now serves the Clinton and North Terre Haute area. Jack's Trash Service has been family-owned and operated since 2010, and they're a proud supporter of all local athletes. Call Jack's Trash Service today at 765-653-2838.
You've been listening to Northview Basketball on Timeless Classics WAMB. This game has been brought to you by Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Great Dane Trailers, join their team today. Apply for your new career at greatdane.com. Great Dane Trailers, Brazil. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-208-3244 for an insurance quote today. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, Timberland. Lorenz Service Incorporated, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information or call Tony at 446-7331. PDF, Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated. PDF is headquartered in Brazil, proud to be a part of the community. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, and Ram, located on Highway 40 West in Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one, you are. Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. They're now hiring. Apply now at Morris Manufacturing, located at 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Box Drop Mattress in Brazil. Pay only a third of the price for a brand new mattress located at the Forest Park Plaza. Pizza King in Brazil, your official Northview post-game show sponsor. Make them your go-to place to eat after the game by calling in your order at 812-420-3650. Ellis Law, one call does it all. For legal matters large and small, call Ellis Law today for your free consultation. 812-234-9000. And by Sue Goshen, your hometown H&R Block, located at 428 East National Avenue in Brazil. We hope you'll patronize these sponsors and thank them for making this broadcast possible. Be sure and join us next time for Northview Basketball.
1130 AM, 106.9 and 99.5 FM. Timeless Classics, WAMB, Brazil Terre Haute, a DLC media station.
We now join Indiana Sports Talk, already in progress.